Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April 10th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Tesla announced it would start construction on its next battery megafactory in Shanghai, set to be finished by the second half of 2024. This will produce up to 10,000 large megapack batteries a year. Each megapack could store energy to power roughly 3,600 homes for about 1 hour. The analysts at IDC report that global PC shipments fell 29% on the year in Q1. Among the top five PC companies, Apple saw the steepest decline, down 40.5%. This comes after the South Korean outlet The Elec reported last week that it believed Apple asked TSMC to stop packaging M2 chips for 2 months in the quarter, presumably due to low demand. Speaking of TSMC, it reported it missed analyst revenue estimates in its Q1 earnings, with sales down 15% on the year in March. ByteDance's short-form video app in China, Douyin, announced it signed a deal to distribute Tencent's video content and will allow its users to create derivative works of that content. This deal will also apply to the ByteDance app's Shiguo Video and Jinri Taochao. In recent years, Tencent filed multiple lawsuits against Douyin, alleging copyright infringement. The Telegraph reports Twitter removed its restrictions on Kremlin-linked accounts, including the official account for Russian President Vladimir Putin. These accounts now show up in search results, timelines, and the For You feed. In April 2022, Twitter said it would not amplify or recommend government accounts belonging to states that limit access to free information and are engaged in armed interstate conflict. Last month, the photography news site dpreviewed.com said it would shut down on April 10th, available in a read-only mode for a limited time. In an update, the site's general manager, Scott Everett, said the site will remain available as an archive and that its staff will keep publishing stories after the original shutdown date while it works on archiving. Last week, Walmart announced it would quadruple its network of electric vehicle charging stations. The company currently offers chargers at over 280 Walmart and Sam's Club locations. The company's SVP of Energy Transformation, Vishal Kapadia, said 90% of the U.S. population is within 10 miles of its retail locations, making it uniquely positioned to build out a charging network. Last week, Twitter began showing safety warnings when attempting to click on a Substack link, as well as limiting replies, retweets, and likes on those posts. Substack said it appears Twitter removed those restrictions over the weekend. The Verge reports, though, that searching for Substack on Twitter still shows results for the more generic newsletter. In 2020, Uber acquired Careem, the operators of a super app by the same name, available in 10 countries across the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia, and they operated the company as a subsidiary. Emirates Telecom announced it is acquiring a majority stake in Careem for $400 million and will spin it out as its own company. Uber will continue to own all of Careem's ride-hailing business and remain a minority shareholder in that company. The Raspberry Pi Foundation released a beta of the Raspberry Pi Code Editor, available at editor.raspberrypi.org. This provides an online code editor designed for those new to coding, no Raspberry Pi hardware required. It supports Python at launch, with plans to support HTML, JavaScript, and CSS. Nest and Google didn't tightly integrate their devices until 2018, but Google has continued to support old drop cams and Nest security systems that came out before that partnership came together. But that's changing. Dropcam cameras will stop working on April 8th, 2024. Nest Aware subscribers can get a free indoor Nest Cam to replace the old versions, and non-subscribers can get a 50% off coupon. Google is also ending the old Works with Nest connection on September 29th. The Nest app will continue to work for Nest Protect smoke alarms. On a support page for Google Duo video calls, Google noted it no longer provides software updates for third-party smart displays from Lenovo, JBL, and LG. Third-party smart displays with Google Assistant came to market back in 2018, but no new ones have been released since 2019. And finally, YouTube Music began rolling out real-time lyrics on iOS and Android, increasing text size and highlighting the current lyrics while actively scrolling as you listen. It's not clear if the feature will come to the Nest Hub. And YouTube is adding SharePlay support on iOS for premium subscribers, rolling out in the coming weeks. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.